The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Our Father, we thank you and we bless your name. We exalt you and uplift you. You are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Father, you are God and you are King. We are grateful. We celebrate you. We thank you for all that you do for us. Many things that you do and we don't see with our eyes. Battles that you fight, we don't see with our eyes. Lord, things you do that we don't see with our eyes, unto you be all the glory. That is why we are gathered here this morning to offer praises and honor unto you. And because we recognize that it is only from you that we gain strength, that is why we have come. Lord, lead us, guide us, empower us. As we are here to receive power, we pray that you will not deny us, O God, the power. To you be all the glory, even in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Beloved, I say resurrection good morning to each and every one of you. I welcome each and every one of you, precious and highly favored and valued sons and daughters of God. I welcome you to Power for Today, coming your way from Destiny House Podcast of the Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, House of Destiny, located at Kotobabi Down near Ebony Hotel. I'm the servant of the Lord, Delali Boja. Our theme today is invoke and insist on the finished work to deliver. Invoke and insist on the finished work to deliver. Invoke and insist on the finished work to deliver. In Matthew chapter 15 from verse 21 to 28. Matthew 15 from verse 21 to 28. It's about the faith of the Canaanite woman, or the Syrophoenician woman. And I read, leaving that place, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. A Canaanite woman from that vicinity came to him, crying out, Lord, son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is suffering terribly from demon possession. Jesus did not answer a word. So his disciples came to him and urged him, send her away, for she keeps crying out for us, after us. He answered, I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel. The woman came and knelt before him. Lord, help me, she said. He replied, it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs. Yes, Lord, she said. But even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered, woman, you have great faith. Your faith, woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted. And her daughter was healed from that very hour. Her daughter was healed from that very hour. Beloved, today is the 26th day of the month of April 2024. 4. You know, the middle of March to the middle of April, I mean to the end of April, is the beginning of the Jewish calendar. It's the beginning of the month of Nisan. And as we are all aware by now, that the Resurrection Sunday begins God's Kairos calendar, God's Kairos year. So, you know, 24th, I think Wednesday was a prophetic day, 24/04/24. You see, these prophetic days, don't let them pass. Take a seed, speak something into it. That this prophetic day, deliver this to me. That's all. Don't let prophetic days pass. This is what witches and wizards, the occult, the Illuminati, Freemason, this is the advantage they have over Christians. They are very particular about numbers, about days. Christians, we just live by faith, by grace. Today is 26. In fact, this month has been, we have seen a lot of prophetic days, strategic days. But you see, when you look at today's topic, invoke and insist. Invoke and insist. Invoke and insist on the finished work of Christ. Beloved, Jesus, when he died, everything that Jesus died for, it is for you and I. Whatever Jesus came to do in this world, till his death on the cross, when you read Isaiah 53 from verse 3 to 5. All that Jesus suffered, everything, the manifestation of Jesus, 1 John chapter 3 verse 8, 1 John 3, 8, for this cause the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. He might destroy the works of the devil. Beloved, everything Jesus did, he didn't do it for himself. He did not do it for himself. He did it for you and I. Everything Jesus did, he did not do it for himself. He did it for you and I. What at all would have caused Jesus to leave his heavenly estate, divine nature, his heavenly and sinless abode, to come into this sinful world to take our nature? What at all? It is a love that can never be described. I'm going to shock you today. Anything in which the devil is, Jesus steps in. Anything in which the devil is, Jesus steps in. I said, somebody should write it. Whenever the devil steps in, whenever the devil attacks, you see, anything from the devil, Jesus steps in. Jesus stepped in. Do you know why Jesus came down to die? Because the devil lured man into sin. The devil managed to bring enmity between God and man. And so he came down to destroy the works of the devil and to restore man back. Jesus Christ took human form to destroy the works of the devil and restore man back to God. Look, any situation in which you are now, and it is the devil that causes it, Jesus is already in it. But most of the time, the reason why situations overcome us, we lose this fact that Jesus is already in it. Look, even unbelievers who don't believe God or whatever the devil, God is in it to deliver them. Look, the devil is God's agenda. Satan is God's focus. I'm telling you, Jesus came here to destroy the works of the devil and restore you and I back to God. These are the two main reasons why Jesus came down to die. Two, to destroy the works of the devil and to restore you and I back to God. Satan is God's focus. I'm telling you, Satan is God's focus. Wherever Satan is, God steps in. I'm telling you. But you see, we give Satan the legal right by the way we think, by the things we say, and by our lifestyle. That's why it appears as though Satan is so powerful. No, it is you and I. We give him the right. Yes. We give him the right by the way we think, by the way we talk, by the way, by our lifestyle. We give Satan the right. I'm telling you, sometimes the right we give to Satan, God cannot deliver us. By the things we say, me cry by now, cry. If I'm dead, cry is better. Look at all this suffering. What at all is marriage? Why am I suffering like this? Why is Ghana so difficult like this? I am not saying don't say Ghana is difficult. Look, it is difficult. I'm telling you, it is difficult. It is difficult. But do you know what God taught me yesterday? This difficulty can never stop my dream. This economy cannot stop my dream. The devil cannot stop me. I will still be what I want to be. But you see, we just talk. So you see, the devil has speak those words. Me cry, why? I am doing this thing for God. No blessing. I pay my tithe. Things are still difficult. I pay my first fruit. Look at my business. Look at what I do in church. Nothing is working for me. You are finished. You are finished. Those words, do you know what they are bringing? They are giving power to the demons that will make you not work. They are giving power to the demons that have been assigned to make things not to work. So they will take over. Angels will not take over. But do you know how you should talk? I have paid my first fruit. It must work. It can never fail. I pay my tithe. It must work. It can never fail. I am faithful. I am the one who does this. Look, it must work. It will never fail. It is working. Look, it must work. It must work. Look, it must work. There is no way it can never work. This is the way you talk. That's the way you act. Let me state again. God is Satan is God's number one focus. Satan is God's number one focus. When Satan left heaven, He came to establish a system. We call it the system of the serpent in Genesis chapter 3. He established the system through the serpent. And that system, as human beings were increasing, I shared this on Facebook. That system metamorphosized or transformed into Chaldee system. Chaldee is another name, the first name, in fact, Ul. Ul system, it came to Chaldee, it came to Babylon, is the same name, Babylon, Ul. You know, names, formerly Ghana was not called Ghana. Names have changed. So you see, formerly Burkina Faso was Upper Volta. Yes. Côte d'Ivoire was Ivory Coast. I think it's the same, only that it is English destiny. So names change. So it came into Babylonian system. You see, in fact, the Chaldee and those systems started with Cain and then went to Nimrod. And then Babylonian system, what we call it, Nebuchadnezzar. From Babylonian system, it came into the secular system through the Romans, Constantine, Emperor Constantine, and through Roman Catholic Church, it became secular system. And that's the system where we are now. We are in the secular system. Secular simply means minus God. Let God be in the church. Don't bring him to the office. Secular system separates God from governmental activities. That's the meaning. Unfortunately, those who live the secular system well are Christians. That's why nothing is working for us. I'm telling you. Secular system is in the church. Other religions, they live their religion. Look, you will know a Muslim. You will know a Hindu. You know a Buddhist. Even the way they dress, the way they talk, the way they go about things. You know. You see, unfortunately for Christianity, Muslims and Hinduism and other religions, they have nations that really propagate them. All the Arab world, they are Muslims. Show me any nation in the world that is Christian. We say Ghana is 70% Christian. Does it show? Most of our ministers, those are the top, they rise from the top man to the bottom. Most of them, 70% of them go to church. They go to church. But look at the nation. Look at the economy. Look at what is happening. It's a secular system. They are living the secular system. The secular system is the serpent system. It creates pain. It creates hardship. It is ruthless. It is hostile. It is hostile to God. I'm telling you, it is hostile. And right now, as I'm speaking, look, things are difficult. And things are going to be more difficult. I'm telling you. But to you, you and I, we are the seed of Abraham, like Isaac, like the Israelites, who survived and prospered in Egypt, like Joseph, who survived and prospered in Egypt, like Isaac, who survived and prospered in Gerar. So you and I, so we are. So we are in the serpent well. In the serpent well, we are destined to prosper. We are destined to succeed. We are destined. Our case is different because we are Goshenites, like the Israelites in Goshen. That's your encouragement. Nevertheless, let's be careful not to leave the secular world. The word must be in our mouth. We must think the word. We must live the word. We must pray the word. We must allow the Holy Spirit to lead us. When a problem comes, you should know that that problem has been scanned. It has been sanitized. In fact, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, the media are doing very well. They give out these scriptures. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13 is God's scanner. It's a scanner of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, it says, no temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it or escape it. A way of escape. Some verses say, a way of escape. This is supernatural scanner. 1 Corinthians 10, 13. Whatever you are going through has been scanned. It is the devil behind it. Like Job, Satan went to obtain permission. And God gave Satan the permission. But he gave Satan limitation. He gave Satan limitation. In Job chapter 1 verse 12. Job chapter 1 verse 12. God said to Satan, you are free to touch him. Nevertheless, spare his life. You are free to touch his body. You are free to touch his business. You are free to touch his children. You are free to touch his marriage. You are free to touch his investment. But on the man's life, look, whatever Satan is doing in your life, God has given him a limitation. In fact, before anything happens to you, even your own mistakes, God has scanned it to see if that mistake will destroy you. He will never allow you. He can make you sick. Look, you are going somewhere and God is speaking. This thing will destroy you. This song will say, no, leave me alone. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. Do you know something? Two things he will do. Either he will cause your car to have accident so that you don't get there, or he will let you get there and get involved. And then he will use that thing to teach you lessons. Like some people are married to wrong people. God was warning you, warning you, warning you, warning you. He said, no, 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 no. It's my angel. It's my this. It's my that. God will allow you to enter. You enter into the lion's den. You enter into the crocodile's belly. You enter into the serpent's belly. And then God will not leave you. He will still be with you. You will go through it. And then when you call him for mercy, God will come in. When you call him for mercy, God will come in. You call him for mercy. Look, when you know that, in fact, you have really messed up. Look, mercy means that God should give you favor that you don't deserve. Mercy. 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 Somebody sent something to me about mercy, and it really blessed me. Mercy. Mercy. Mercy is when he spares us from bad things we deserve. The bad thing you deserve, the punishment you deserve, but God spared you. That is mercy. Mercy means God sparing you from the judgment that you deserve, the wrath you deserve, the punishment you deserve. God spared you. That is mercy. Mercy. Grace is when God gives you things that you don't deserve. Grace, when God gives you things that you don't deserve. Mercy is when God spares you from the punishment that you deserve. Blessing is when he is generous with grace and mercy. Blessings, when God's generosity comes on you. Now, we are invoking and insisting on the finished work. This woman, so you see, why did I go through all this? Who can remember the way I started? That God, why did Jesus come to die for us? Everything that Jesus did, he did for you and I. Everything that Jesus did is not for himself. Jesus came down for you and I. He came down first to destroy the works of the devil, to destroy his rights. Satan came out to take away his right, not his power. The power is nature. Authority is a right that he has to manifest his nature. Yes. He came. Until Jesus came, Satan can do anything and nobody can stop him. But now that Jesus came, he took away that authority and gave it to us. Right now, that authority is for us. You can decide what Satan should do in your life. That's what you are coming to do right now. You can decide what Satan should not do. I'm telling you. You can decide now what Satan should not do in your marriage. You can put a full stop. You can give him what a limit. You can use the blood of Jesus to draw a limit, I mean a bloodline. You can use the word of God to set a limit. Out of bounds, Satan. Unfortunately, look, you set limits to Satan by the word. The word that you declare by prayer, by your thoughts. Yesterday, come and see how the Lord taught me. Look, when difficulties rise, that is, look at the Bible. Let me show you something. My God, oh, even the scripture I read, if I don't take care, I will not be able to expose it to Yesu. But let's be in the hands of the Holy Spirit. Look, let me tell you, child of God, I don't know your situation now. I don't know the challenge around you. But that challenge has come for your faith to rise. I am telling you, this is the time that the church, somebody should write it for me. I don't know your challenge. But it is in difficult time that is when your faith should grow. I'm telling you, when the devil rises up, that is why you should provoke God and frustrate the devil. Provoke God by continuing to do the things you are doing. Provoke God by declaring, this thing, I will do it. Like this wonderful lady came on Sunday, on Monday, to pay the pastor. I've kept this first fruit for some months now. It has been difficult. But I said, no, I will do it. That is doing violent. Violence. Matthew 11:12. Since the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by faith. This is the time. And when you do that, you know, you are provoking God. You are provoking heaven into action, and you are frustrating the devil, because the devil made it so difficult for you to hate God, for you to separate from God. Look, do you know when Job was, do you know how Job frustrated the devil? Holy Spirit, Job chapter 1. After everything that Satan did to Job, what did Job say? Before we come to Exodus chapter 1, what did Job say? After everything, within 24 hours, Job has lost everything. Do you know how Job provoked God and frustrated the devil? Job chapter 1, verse 20. At this, Job got up and tore his robe and shaved his head. Then he fell to the ground in worship and said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised. 22, in all this, Job did not sin by charging God with wrongdoing. I was reading a book, and this couple had their only son that they loved so much. Their only son that they loved so much. They have been going through several attacks upon attacks. They were very prayerful. In fact, they were the key people in the church. In fact, they took the church as their property. Look, and when you look, let me tell you, those of you very close to me, the devil attacks you more. I'm telling you, those who have taken the church, they are the people the devil attacks more. But you know something? They are also the number one on the heart of God. So it is better for you to place yourself in God's heart for the devil to attack you than to fear the attack and separate yourself. I'm telling you, those of you who want the pastor to succeed, those of you who want the church to grow, those of you who want the pastor to be happy, those of you who are supplying, those of you who want this to happen to the man of God, those of you who think well, you are the number one target of the devil. But you know, you are also the most secured people. You are the focus of heaven. I'm telling you, you are the number one focus of heaven. Look, and you see, God will use the devil's attacks to promote you. He will use the devil's attack to do what? To promote you and to increase you. I'm telling you, don't fear. Don't fear showing yourself. Don't fear. Continue. The shop can be empty, but like Habakkuk, even though the fig tree does not bud, even though this, Kaya Mahanda Labahande, do you know what God did later for Habakkuk? What did Job do? Job frustrated the devil and provoked God. That was why his latter days was greater. I read about this couple. In fact, their son, they laughed so much. They took the church, everything on their head. The pastor, they support, they do this. They look, when people were saying, by you, are you say, yes, the church belongs to us. It is our father's business. It's my father's business. It's my father's business. One day, the son was driving to work, 21 years. A trailer just fell on the car, crashed the son. In fact, they had to separate flesh from metals. When, and you know the most painful thing, the father and the mother were driving just two cars behind their son. Two cars. They got there, saw the car number show. They saw over there. They lifted their hands and started worshiping. They lifted their hands and started worshiping. And you know, it was never. Some people also know. And then say, but this is your son car, whatever. They were not mining. They were just worshiping with tears, praising God, worshiping. Security people came, cleared the way, cleared this thing. Look, the funeral, everything, it was worship. It was worship. It was worship. In tears, worship. It was worship, 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 worship. Do you know what God did? Do you know what God did? At the age of 48, 49, the woman became pregnant and gave birth to seven. Four sons and three daughters. Do you know how you got this? That day, they provoked God and they frustrated the devil. They provoked God and they frustrated the devil. I am not saying that you shouldn't cry. No. Look, we are flesh. Even after Job did this, go and look at Job's complaints. The flesh. But God understood the flesh. Look, in these difficult times, church, let's provoke heaven. I say, let's provoke heaven. When your husband, your wife, whatever, provoke heaven. Look, there are some situations I've gone through that, hey, some things I've done for some people. Those people, I should be cursing them every day. When my wife is coming to tell me something that is difficult, I say, GD, then I know what she's going to bring is difficult. This lady who lied about me went to the regional superintendent, told a lot of stories just because she felt I was too hard. And the regional superintendent drove her away. Get out from this place. It was later, the late Judge Anna. He never told me this. He told me this thing about a year before he died. I don't know why we met. I said, "You Dela, do you know a woman like this?" So I said, "Oh yes." So that woman gave me. Said she came to me. She came to me 8 times to report to you, and I drove her away. The last time I said, "When you come here, I will let the security people arrest you." He never said, "I know Dela. I know that man. I know that man. I respect him. I invite him to preach in my church. He's my friend. I know him, he and the wife. Get away." Now the person calls, "Can you help me with my children's school fees? Can you help me with this?" If it were you, will you? But I provoke God and I frustrate the devil. I provoke God and I frustrate the devil. Provoke God by forgiving. Frustrate the devil. This is the time we should provoke God. Look, things are difficult. Now, things are difficult. Let me do politics a little. The devil works through people's temperament. There are people when they are stepping on you and you are saying, Ajay, they don't care who. When such a person becomes president, the situation will be more difficult and more terrible. But there are people who are also humanistic. When that person becomes president, it may be difficult, but not us. That's where we are. Beloved, Job provoked God. And in this time, when the Israelites, how did they provoke God? In Exodus chapter 1, from verse 8, a new king came and then began to say, "These people, if they spread, we shall be the victim. They will join our enemies to fight against us. Let us make life so difficult for them." So they set taskmasters to oppress them. Taskmasters, they set them to oppress them. But verse 12 in Exodus 1. What does verse 12 say? Verse 12 and 13. "But the more they were oppressed, the more they multiplied and spread. So the Egyptians came to dread the Israelites and worked them ruthlessly." The more they oppressed them, the more they multiplied and what? Spread. This is what provokes God and frustrates the devil. Everything that Jesus did, he did it for you and I. And do you know, what Jesus did is for you and I to invoke and insist that it happens to us. We must invoke and insist. Look, The blood of Jesus is there. And you know, everything that Jesus did, look, it is recognized in heaven. The devil knows it. Demons, Satan, they are aware. They are aware. But you know, the blood will just be lying down. The word of God will just be lying down. The Holy Spirit will just be there. If you don't invoke him, if you don't insist that he must deliver, Jesus has died for my health, so I must live in good health. This sickness, get out of me. If you don't invoke and insist, it will not work. That was what this Canaanite woman did. This Canaanite woman, that was what she did. Do you know why Jesus called her a dog? It was like an insult. You know, the heathen, anybody, any tribe or nation apart from the Jew people, they worship other gods. They sacrifice children. And you see, through them, I mean, Satan gained access into the system. Wickedness, evil. So the Jew people, they see the Gentiles, any nation that is not the Jew, they see them as what? Unclean people. Because of the gods they worship, they are so they don't associate with them. So they call them dog. But the Greek word kunios is house pet. House pet. So when this Canaanite or Syrophoenician woman went to Jesus, my daughter is sick. Can you? He said, we don't give children bread to dogs. Who are the children? You and I. We are the children. We are the seed of Abraham. Like Isaac, we are the promised children of God. We are the children. We don't give children bread to dogs. Then the woman insisted. Even dogs, they eat the crumbs. Jesus shouted and said, hey, woman, you have great faith. Your request has been given to you. Unfortunately, we have Christians who are giving up. We have Christians who are tired. We have Christians who, look, let me tell you something. It is better you persevere than to give up. Because the more you are giving up, the more Satan's activities are increasing on you. I don't have money, so I will not go to church. I am suffering. God is not minding me, so I won't worship him again. And you think the devil will leave you? You are giving him more power. So you should better increase and do more. I'm telling you, to get away from him. And you know, that is violent. As you do violence, when you do violence, you get clearance. Violence gives you clearance, spiritual clearance. I'm telling you, you will get to a place where you will see those problems again. And when you want to rise to another level, you meet another challenge. When you clear that challenge, you will see that again. You go and when levels are changing, look, this shift, this switch, this turnover, it has to be violent because there are things we need to clear. Say, my Father in heaven, I declare that I am your covenant son or daughter, born through the pain of the cross. Therefore, let the finished work, let your finished work deliver my testimony. Let your finished work deliver my testimony. I insist that your finished work must deliver me from this situation. Your finished work must deliver my star, must deliver my dream, must make my dream come alive, must make my expectation come alive. Let your finished work terminate every delay. Let your finished work terminate this battle. Let your finished work terminate this attack. Let your finished work cause a turnaround, cause a change over. Let your finished work deliver now. Let your finished work deliver now. Let the finished work deliver now. Let the finished work deliver now. Let the blood of Jesus deliver now. Let the blood of Jesus deliver now. Let the blood of Jesus deliver now. Deliver my healing. Deliver my healing from this affliction, from this attack, from this sickness, from this health issue. Deliver my healing. Deliver my healing. deliver my healing, deliver my healing, because Jesus bore my infirmities. He carried this sickness. He carried this disease. Jesus bore it. Deliver my healing. Deliver my healing. Deliver my healing. Deliver my deliverance. Deliver my deliverance. Deliver my deliverance. Deliver my deliverance. Deliver my husband. Deliver my husband. Deliver my wife. Deliver my children. Deliver my son. Deliver my daughter. Deliver them. Deliver them. Secure them. Deliver my marriage. Deliver my marriage. Deliver my investment. Deliver my investment. Deliver my career. Deliver my career. Deliver my business. Deliver my position. Deliver my position in this office. Secure my position. Secure my worker. Secure, secure. Secure, secure. Kaya bahandi. Kaluka raba antele bukara. Libre keteke bayata. Jesus Christ has already paid. He has already paid. He carried it on the cross. He carried it on the cross. In this system, I command, let this serpent system deliver. Let this serpent system deliver. Let this serpent system deliver. Deliver my best. In this serpent system is 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 my best. Like Isaac. Like Isaac. In fact, before Isaac, Abraham prospered in the serpent system. Noah prospered in the serpent system. Abraham prospered in the serpent system. Abraham prospered in the serpent system. Isaac prospered in Gera. The Israelites prospered in Egypt. Joseph prospered in Egypt. David prospered. Solomon prospered. I must prosper. I must prosper. I must prosper. The church must prosper. I must prosper in this wicked system. I must prosper. Let the wicked system, let the serpent system open up for me. 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 Open up for my business. Open up for my investment. Open up for my career. Open up for my destiny. Open up for my destiny helpers. Open up for my finances. Let the serpent system open up for me. Let the serpent system open up for me by the blood of Jesus Christ. Let the serpent system open up for me. Shakataka barakataka ba italebe shekete. Lebebeketeke barakataka ba ya. You see, you go to your work. You go to your shop. You begin to speak, this shop must prosper. In this serpent system, you are prospering. This shop is filled with goods. This shop is filled with customers. That is how you speak. That is how you speak. Some years ago, one of our sisters who was with us, now she's Opache, I can mention, Madam Konfogoka, complaining, complaining, complaining. I told her, I said, Madam, go to your shop very early. Shut it and begin to command. This shop must sell, or this shop must be filled with goods. This shop must be filled with customers. Do you know what she came to tell me? She came and knelt down. Pastor, I'm sorry for disturbing you. But if I've not disturbed you, you wouldn't have given me the prayer point. Pastor, what has happened this week? I say, continue it every day. Continue it every day and leave it with God. And insist that it's happened. Our prayer is that invoking and what? Insisting. Look, in Genesis 22, verse 24 to 34. Jacob held the Lord. We say the angel of the Lord, but he was Jesus incarnate. Jesus Theophany. Jacob, if you don't bless me, I will not let. Insist. If you don't bless me, Beloved, it is time to insist. It is time to insist. Say in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and my God, my Lord Jesus Christ, you did not die in vain. You did not die in vain. I say you did not die in vain. Don't let your death be 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 in vain. You died for this sickness. You died for me to live in good health. You died for me to prosper in this system. You died for my business to work. You died for my marriage to work. You died for my star to shine. You died for my destiny. You died for my dream to be actualized. You died. 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 Why did you go through the pain? You went through the pain for me to come out victoriously in this situation. In this situation. In this situation. You went through the pain for me to reign and rule. For me to reign and rule. For me to reign and rule. For me to reign and rule in this office. In this office. In this department. In this department. In this department. In this neighborhood. In this neighborhood. In this country. In this country. In this country. In this city. In this city. In this village. In this economy. In this economy. In this system. In this system. You carried the pain. You died for me to reign. You died for me to reign. You died for me to reign and rule. 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 According to Revelation chapter 5, verse 9 and 10. Verse 10 says, I must be a priest and a king or a queen. And I must rule and reign. I must rule and reign. Father, you died. Lord Jesus, you died for me to rule over this situation. You died for me to reign in every economy, in every system. I must reign. 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 I must rule in this office, in this office, in this office, in this office, in this department, in this department, in this department, in this country, in this country, in this nation. In this nation, in this city, in this city, in this town, in this county, in this suburb, in this neighborhood, Ratakobasha, Kabayata, Lepepepepeketekebara. You die for my business to work. You die for my business to work. You die for my marriage to succeed. You die for my business to prosper. You die for my finances to prosper. Like Isaac in Gerar. Like Abraham, yes, like Isaac, yes, like Noah, like the Israel, like Joseph, yes, they operated in difficult systems, but they prospered because of the covenant, because they were covenant people, they were covenant children. I am also a covenant child, and the seed of the finished work, and the seed of the finished work. What doesn't work for others, let it work for me. Where others cannot succeed, let me succeed there. What others cannot achieve, let me achieve it. I declare right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I mention your name. Say, I must succeed. I must break through in this nation, in this nation, in this city, in this town, in this department, in this office, in this workplace. Rakata, kata, kata, kata. My business must work. My career must work. My investment must work. My marriage must work. My destinies must work. My dream must work. My expectation must work. Shatakoba. Lipahande. Kabe. What others cannot achieve, I must achieve. What does not work for others must work for me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Yes, you died for me to live in good health. My health must work. My health must work. My health must work. I must eat well. I must eat well. My business must do well. My marriage must do well. My husband must do well. My wife must do well. My children must do well everywhere, in their education, in their health, in their relationship. My relationship must do well. Rakata kabaya katakabaya ili papa arakata ibeleke tekeba aramasheke tekebara lipepepepe etekebara ili. Let this system open up for me. Let this system obey. Let this system obey. Let this system obey. Let every delay cease. Let every delay cease. Let every stagnation cease. Let every stagnation cease. Let every delay cease. Let every stagnation cease. Let every delay cease. Let every stagnation cease. In Jesus' mighty name. 2 more minutes. Say, my Father in heaven, I declare and decree, this challenge cannot destroy me. This attack cannot destroy me. This battle cannot destroy me. This work of the devil cannot destroy me. Even this mistake I have made, your mercy is available. Your mercy is available. The mistake in my choice, the mistake in my decision, your mercy, let your mercy speak. According to Romans chapter 9, verse 16, it is not about he that runneth or willeth, but it is about God who showeth mercy. Let your mercy speak, Lord. Let your mercy speak, Lord. Even in this mistake, let your mercy speak. Even in this attack, let your mercy speak. I declare to you, devil, in this attack, you cannot destroy me. In this battle, you cannot destroy me. In this situation, you cannot destroy me. You cannot. You cannot. You cannot. You cannot. You cannot. For the Bible says in Acts chapter 2, verse 23 and 24, it was impossible for death to hold him. It was impossible for the grave to hold him. I declare to this situation, you cannot hold me. It is impossible for you to destroy me. It is impossible for you to destroy my business. It is impossible for you to destroy my marriage. It is impossible for you to destroy my health. It is impossible. You cannot. It's a matter of time. It's a matter of time. I've already come out. I am already out. I am already victorious. 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 In Jesus' mighty name. I've set the stage for you to continue the prayer and enjoy a blessed weekend. Enjoy a fruitful weekend. Enjoy a weekend full of testimonies. But listen to me. Don't just pray. Pray and act. Pray and act on your conviction. Pray and listen to the Holy Spirit instruction. Follow instructions. Follow instructions. Don't just pray. You have the responsibility. Prayer go with action. Prayer go with performing your responsibility. Prayer goes with listening. Listening to the Holy Spirit. Listening to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. Listening to your inner conviction and act. Let this weekend be a weekend of testimony. A weekend full of testimonies. A weekend full of testimonies. Don't just pray and sit down. Pray and listen. Pray and meditate. Pray and ask God for the Holy Spirit for instruction. What should I do? What step should I take? Who should I call? Where should I go? What shouldn't I do? Who shouldn't I talk to? What should I drop? What should I delete? As Pastor Roger is teaching us, what should I delete out of my life? What should I download? After you pray, these are the questions you ask. And the Holy Spirit will begin to drop thoughts and ideas and follow those thoughts. Obey them, act on them by grace. And then you begin to see results. God willing, we shall meet at the 11th hour prayer parade. And this evening, Pastor Prince is leading us to pray against error, the errors that we are committing in this time. Please, don't fall into the trap of the serpent system. Don't allow the serpent system to draw you back. After the COVID and this internet disruption, even the artificial intelligence, AI, all these things that are coming, they are against the church. I'm telling you, they are against the supernatural. They are against God. They are anti-God. Yesterday, I was listening to one of the astronauts, those who have gone to the moon before. Yes, Charlie Dukes. Charlie Dukes was being granted interview. Yes, Charlie Dukes about 90-something years now. One of the oldest that is still living. About the UFO, unforeseen objects, and the aliens. Those things, you see, my brother, they are demons. They are demons. Anything that exists there that can make things to work is either angel or demons. And these ones are hot demons. Demons. They make themselves for the system to celebrate them. Yes, he made a statement. He said, you see, these things show up so that they draw attention, the government's attention, society attention to themselves and not to God. Please, don't be a victim. Don't be a victim to the system. Somebody should write it for me. Don't be a victim to the system. Be a victor in the system. Shalom, 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 shalom.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.